about the legacy of our stewardship and the legacy of our giving. And especially in the season of life in which we live right now, I believe legacy is probably one of the most important words that you and I need to be thinking about right now. Legacy is simply the testimony of our life that we're going to be leaving with future generations, our children, our grandchildren, the world in which we live. And you'll notice this title of our series is Your Legacy, Love and Bless Their Destiny. You remember the story where Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan by John? When he came up out of the river, the Father said to him, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And that, in a very short sentence, encapsulates what it is to speak blessing into somebody's life, what it is to leave a legacy of blessing to them. What we see illustrated in the Father's relationship with the Son is that, first of all, the Father loved the Son, and he told him. He told him that he loved him, and he told everybody else, "Guess what? I love my Son." Everybody heard it. And then also he says something else to them, "I'm well pleased in him. Listen to him." And what God the Father was saying about Jesus is that Jesus had a destiny. And God was blessing that destiny as the Messiah of the living God and the Messiah of all humanity. Beloved, one of the greatest gifts that you and I can ever give to another human being is the gift of our legacy. And it all begins with your blessing. One of the most important things you can do as a parent, or maybe someone who's in relationship to other people around your life, is to let them know that you love them. Tell them, touch them, hug them, express that love to them in a very concrete way. And the other important thing that you can do is bless their destiny in God. Let them know that you believe in them and that God believes in them and that you're praying for them. That simple word of affirmation, that simple word of passing on your legacy is one of the greatest gifts you will ever give to another human being. So I just want to encourage you in that. We're going to spend some time reflecting on number one today. I'm not going to go through all three today. Save this yellow sheet. Don't leave it in your pews. Don't file 13 it in the garbage bag or wherever. But please put this in your Bible, put this in your devotional, along the fridge door, in the bathroom, wherever it is you spend some time reflecting, I want to encourage you to put it there. So before we reflect on heart, I want to share with you a story called What Do We Value Most? Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. And on finding a pearl of great value, he went out and sold all that he had and bought it." Now let me tell you a parable in this regard. A monk in his travels once found a precious pearl and kept it. One day he had a guest, and when the monk opened his bag to share his provisions with him, the traveler saw the pearl and asked the monk to give it to him. Why would a monk need a pearl anyways? The monk gave him the pearl readily. The visitor departed overjoyed with the unexpected gift of the precious pearl that was enough to give him wealth and security for the rest of his life. This is really a special pearl. However, a few days later, he came back in search of the monk, found him, and gave him the pearl back and begged him, "Now give me something much more precious than this pearl, valuable as it is. Give me that which enabled you to give this pearl to me." What a powerful story. Wasn't the twist you were looking for, right? Which is why I share this story with you today. It just speaks so powerfully about treasure and about heart and about where we place value in life. So going back to your insert here about heart. Heart occurs over 1,000 times in the Bible. And it's considered the center for all operations of human life, including hidden emotional, intellectual, and moral activity. And in Hebrews 3:8, we read, "Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It was the epistle that was read today. And invariably, what happens sometimes in people's lives is that as soon as they hear God's word to them, their hearts harden. Think today about the gospel lesson about the rich young ruler who came to Jesus. And he had kept the commandments all of his life. In fact, Jesus was so moved by his keeping the commandments that immediately when he heard this man's response, it says Jesus loved him in a very special way. But you see, the man knew that he lacked something. This rich young ruler knew that even though he had kept the commandments, there was something deep in his gut that wasn't right, and he knew it. And so he came to Jesus with a question. And he got an answer that he wasn't expecting. Jesus said to him, you know, you lack one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and then you'll have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me. And as the story goes on, it says the man went away sorrowful because he had many possessions. And Jesus goes on to tell the story about how hard it is for the rich to inherit the kingdom of God. And so this is a very powerful story for you and me today in terms of our heart, in terms of what God is saying to you and me about the words from Hebrews that today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So even in this moment, as you hear this story, as you've heard the gospel, if you find your heart hardening right now, I know where you're going, Father John, I'm not going to go there with you. Don't harden your heart. Try to stay soft toward God in this. Some of the most important things we have to hear from Jesus are the things we don't want to hear. So, on your yellow insert, that's why I have here today, as I listen to Jesus and I hear him saying to me, maybe something I don't want to hear, what do I at least hear him saying? Well, he began to speak to me out of Matthew 6, specifically Matthew 6:21. Where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Great. He just keeps piling on, you know. If you found out about the Lord, he opens up a door and he doesn't let go. He just keeps going down the path because he has a message to share. Where your treasure is, there will be your heart also, Matthew 6:21. And there's a reason why that scripture came to mind for me, and let me share with you what it is. The monk's treasure wasn't the pearl, which blew me away. Now, let me just be honest. I'm not into jewelry. I'm not into pearls. I could care less. Now, Janet, forget about it. She'd be all over it. She'd want that pearl, right, honey? You do. She'd want the pearl. That's cool. Male, female, that's cool. I'm glad. I'm good with it. I just don't even care. But you know what? The monk's treasure wasn't in the pearl. That's why he could give it away. And you have to realize the pearl was more than jewelry, wasn't it? It represented something, as you heard in the story. This pearl represented lifetime security. It was Publisher's Clearinghouse. It was a check every week for the rest of your month. It was lying on the golf, drinking martinis and relaxing and watching the sunset. It was all of that kind of stuff. Easy Street USA, everything we celebrate here in materialistic America. It's what it's all about. That's what the pearl was, you see. And yet the monk gave it away readily because his heart wasn't there. His treasure wasn't there. And then I began to realize, well, where was the monk's treasure? Where was his heart at that he would do something like that? So crazy, so something many of us wouldn't do. Well, I believe the monk's treasure was loving God and loving his neighbor. And when he saw that this guest really wanted that pearl, he was happy to give it to him. If I would have been the monk, I would have been hoping he wanted that second pair of old sandals in my bag or maybe that extra cloak that was in my bag. I would have gladly given it to him, but I would have struggled with the pearl, but not this monk because his heart wasn't on it. His heart was on loving his neighbor. And so I'm sure the monk said to himself, you know what, if this is going to bless you, if this is what you want, Hey, have the pearl. Enjoy your life. Be blessed. Because he loved his neighbor and he loved God. And so I'm going to wrap this up. I'm wrapping it up right now. Yay! All right. You're glad I came today, aren't you? You're glad. Short message. But I'm wrapping it up. And the reason why I'm wrapping it up is because this question is so powerful. And I want to invite you through the rest of this day and the rest of this week to consider this question, to consider what the question is really being asked of you and me today. And that is, are you willing to be like that guest? Because all of us here in this sanctuary right now, each one of us have pearls. Every one of us have pearls of different kinds, don't we? And the question is, are you willing to come to Jesus sometime today or maybe sometime this week and bring that pearl of your life back to him and say, give to me that which enabled you to give the pearl to my life? Are you willing to make that step today or sometime this week in the heart of your life in relationship to God? Are you and I really, really willing to begin to move totally and completely in the direction of completely loving God and loving our neighbor to the point of being willing to surrender the pearl? A few days later, he came back in search of the monk, found him, and gave him back the pearl and begged him, "Now give me something more, much more precious than this pearl, valuable as it is. Give me that which enabled you to give the pearl to me." Amen.